The Mind Aware, 619.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and we get to hang out. Hooray, hooray. So I want to say that I really appreciate you sharing the show. It's just meant the world to me. And I've got this like exciting goal for the new year about taking the show all the way to number one. And you are helping with that by sharing. So thank you so much. So speaking of goals for the new year, I said the G word, goals. We like to call them expectations. Expectations instead of goals. Isn't that such a better word? That's the feel-good way to do things. Are you making a list of New Year's resolutions? So many people do this time of year. And I thought, since this show is airing right on the cusp of the new year, that it would be fun to give you some ideas of things you can do instead of New Year's resolutions. So these, I've seen these out and around. Obviously, I didn't invent these. You'll know when you hear, but they're just some of my favorites because there's so many good ideas for the new year, right? So here are three fun ideas you can implement instead of New Year's resolutions. So the first one is make a bucket list. Like, what a great time to make a bucket list. What's a bucket list? For those of you that have never heard of that, I think the term comes from the things you want to do before you kick the bucket. For all of our international listeners who aren't sure what kick the bucket is, that means before you croak or pass into the beyond or go over to the next side or die, whichever terminology you want to use, what are the things you want to do before that time happens? Make your bucket list. What are all of the fun, exciting adventures you want to be, do, or have? You know, the best way to do this, I've found, because I've made so many different bucket lists, and I always find it really fun, and it makes your brain expand to be thinking of all these different things, is to Google categories for bucket list or bucket list ideas. And then you can look and you can get some ideas and give yourself some time to really do this. You know, even a solid hour of writing stuff down will really help open up your mind to all sorts of new possibilities. So instead of New Year's resolutions, make a bucket list. Another idea, and this is one that I put into practice and I really like it because it's easy. And you know me, I'm all about the easy. Number two idea is to pick just one area of your life that you're going to focus on over the year. Now, I know a lot of people are big fans of the one word vision board, or what do they call it? Like the one word mantra for the year. And it's cool. If that's a feel good, do it. I always found that if I'd pick a word, I'm changing so much. There's so many different things, that so many different words it could be. I mean, I should pick like a word of the day, not a word for the year. And either that or every year I wanted to pick the same word. I remember I picked clarity one word, and then the next year I wanted to pick clarity again. So for me, the one word year thing just wasn't a match for me. But focusing on one area of my life was really, really easy, because it's just something you keep top of mind. Like, this is my year of the family. This is my year of animals. This is my year of charity work. This is my year of doing promotion in my business. Like, really saying, this is going to be my focus this year. Picking one thing that I'm really going to go all in with and keep it top of mind. Now, when you pick your thing, if you decide to do this, put up little reminders and use that phrase, this is the year of the, and fill in the work of what it's the year of, because it will really guide you and help you make decisions. And the side benefit, of course, is that by the end of the year, you've really done it. You've made some shifts in that area. You've made some movement in that area. And it's powerful. It's really powerful to go all in and really commit to, I'm going all in with this category in my life. So I like it. And maybe for you might pattern with the one word challenge. Maybe your one word relates to this focusing on one area. So there's that too, right? Then the third thing, and I saved this for last because this is my absolutely hands down number one favorite New Year's resolution replacement. Make yourself a happy memories jar. So what you do is you spend tonight, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, anytime over this next New Year's week, if you're listening to this when it airs live. And frankly, if you're listening to this in July, you could do it right now. So whenever you're listening to this, get a nice size mason jar and have some fun decorating it. Do some fun decorations. Put some, get out your Elmer's glue, your hot gun, your hot glue gun, and glue some stuff to it. Make it look real nice or write something on it. And then all throughout the year, anytime something happens that's awesome, and everything qualifies, anything out throughout the year, anything, something fun or awesome or feel good or surprising or good experience or achievement, anything you want, all of it qualifies. Write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up, put it in that jar. Because then guess what you get to do next New Year's? You get to open it up and read all of those awesome things that happened to you over the year. It's a fantastic New Year's Eve ritual to be able to look back on your year and go, oh, and you won't believe how many of them you just forgot. And you just go, oh, I've forgotten these completely. And then they're all brought back and you've got a record year after year after year of all of the feel-good, awesome, wonderful things that happened to you over the year. Because that's really, I mean, isn't that what the New Year is about? It's about remembering the year, looking back and assessing, and then also setting your intention for the new year. So speaking of which, now I want to tell you, we have a really cool course that we do. We only do it once a year, right at this time of year. And so if you're listening to this in time, you can go over to danawild.com/action, and you might still be able to get in on the 6-week intentional action course. What we do is over the first 6 weeks of the year, we accomplish three solid goals together. So accomplish three goals. They can be personal or business goals over the next 6 weeks. We do it together in a group. It's an absolute blast. And hopefully you'll be able to participate in that course. I'd love to have you in it. Next episode, we're going to talk about a woman that I worked with who is very worried about money and her debt. And I'm going to give you some ways to think about this and an exercise that helps to shift that. I'll give you the same thing I gave to her. between now and then, I want you to have a happy, happy new year. Set those positive intentions. This is going to be the best year ever. Life is good. Everything is unfolding perfectly for you. You've had so much to look forward to. So many good things on the horizon. So many good things happening. We're so blessed and so lucky to be part of this wonderful adventure called life. Isn't this just the best human experience that we're having here in this amusement park called life, and enjoying ourselves on the happy path and training our brains and moving forward? Wow, I just can't wait to see what 2021 brings. Happy New Year to you.
I'm excited. I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.